Good morning, Thunder Bay. You are now dialed into the Thunderwolves sports feed.
And welcome to this June 30th edition of the Thunderwolves sports feed here on CLU Radio 102.7 FM and LURadio.ca on the World Wide Web. Such a pleasure you could be here with us this morning. As we've got women's volleyball coach Chris Green calling into the studio here. He's going to give us some feedback, some tasty tidbits from the Wolves' Den on what's happening with the women's volleyball team, how things are shaping up for the next season, as well as a recruiting announcement as well, as it is, of course, Thunderwolf Thursday here on the Thunderwolf Sports Feed. And, of course, it is Canada Day tomorrow as well. We'll be playing some Canadian artists, as we always do. So happy Canada Day. Also, got to give a shout-out and a notice to everybody, all the Joel Plaskett fans out there. He's playing a free show next Wednesday, I believe, at Marina Park. Should be a beauty. We're going to talk women's volleyball here in the first half of the show, and then we're going to keep on rocking and rolling, as we always do, with some long-playing vinyl. Getting us rolling here is Waylon Jennings with Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and I'm messing with my mind.
Okay, and that was Waylon Jennings with Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line. And on the line with me right now is women's head volleyball coach, Chris Green. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So, Chris, it is, of course, Thunderwolf Thursday today, and that's where we announce the newest members of the Thunderwolf family. And today is your team's day, and that's the announcement of Scarborough's Cecile Shibungu.
Physical young athlete coming out of Scarborough with a lot of upside to her.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet her briefly there during her campus visit there in May. She seems like a energetic young athlete. Good, as you mentioned, she's got a good base. Well built young lady who's going to bring some, as you mentioned, a physical level uptick for your team.
Yeah, without question. I'm really, really looking forward to this young lady getting in here and getting to work with us within our system, harnessing some of that, the depth of talent that she has, and making it contribute towards our team's success. She's going to be what we need, and another physical player, and not only physical, she's competitive. This young lady loves to play.
And it was perhaps a coincidence, but she's the second player from a similar high school, Francis Lieberman Catholic there in Scarborough. We originally, or previously rather, got a player from there, Alyssa Genadeau.
Yes, yeah, and Alyssa, Alyssa came to us from there, from her club team. She was going to be what we thought was going to be the replacement for losing Breanne Hillhorst, and it turned out that way. She was one of the best liberos in OUA last year, and she was a rookie. I think she finished third or fourth overall on the digs list, and she has been just a huge asset. And so when you get hold of Cecile, or Cecile gets hold of you as well, and you realize, okay, Alyssa, what do you think? And Alyssa's just raving about this young lady. It's pretty easy stuff to start talking and get that stuff done.
We sort of had took advantage of the fact that we hosted provincials offices here about 2 years ago, and that visit seemed to have a real impact for both Alyssa and her teammate Cecile, who was in grade 10 or 11 at that time.
Yeah, exactly. And then actually last year, I think Alyssa was last year was at Kenora during her graduating high school season for offices. So
right.
Cecile. So she had a very clear picture of this region and this area. And that 9 times out of 10 is what we do, is get them here to realize that, this isn't the big city, but this is a great place to be. And I think the campus and the location and the community, everything sold them on it pretty easy.
Yeah, it seemed like she was appreciative of sort of the northern you know, slightly more rural, but it's still a city atmosphere here. That sort of, you know, keys right in with a lot of selling points for us here at Lakehead.
Well, for sure. And then it's the realization that, you know, you're going to go away for school. And listen, it's 6-7 months of your life. You're going to be back home for 5. So it's realizing that you're in a good, safe environment, a fun place to be, a beautiful area of the country. And, you know, you're not living here. You're going to be here going to school, playing volleyball or sports, and then you're going to head back home for the summer. And it's just kind of like an extended vacation at the cabin.
Yeah, that's right. Usually, you know, you being having such a deep roots in Manitoba, so many of our players come from both rural Manitoba and some from Winnipeg as well. Do you see yourself sort of as this, you know, recruiting more and more from southern Ontario, trying to pull some of the city kids up north way?
Well, there's no question. I mean, we spend a lot of time looking at the young ladies from southern Ontario. You know, it's just a different atmosphere in terms of the southern Ontario girls. We find it very tough for them to want to leave home. And I get it. I understand it. It's very tough, whereas, you know, the Manitoba girls, they see this as a short drive sort of south as opposed to going north. And I think it's kind of the reverse in southern Ontario. But to answer your question, there's no question. We have contact with a lot of players down there. And a lot of them, I think, are very close to coming. It's just in the end, the decision comes down to, you know, proximity to home. And, you know, there's not much you can do about that. You just got to keep going after them. But we would love to increase that base, and we're working hard at it. Next year is a big year for recruiting, and a lot of big-time athletes coming out of club system next year in Canada. So we've already got our phone calls made to some pretty important girls over there. So we'll see what happens next year.
Very good. And speaking of next year, the OUA regular season schedule came out there a couple weeks back, and it's looking like just a couple home games, I should say, for us prior to Christmas, and a more kind of heavy home schedule in January and February there. What do you think of that so far?
It's always a catch-22 with our scheduling. You know, you never know what you're going to get. You're right. We have one home weekend, I think the weekend prior to Christmas, and we're on the road for 4 weekends plus preseason at MAC, which is 5 weekends. So it's, you know, everybody's fresh in the first half. So if I'm going to go on the road and be a road warrior, I think the first half might be the time to do it.
Yeah.
And, to get past that Christmas break and come home and then be playing at home for 5 out of 6 weekends is, I think, a huge advantage, and we have to take advantage of that opportunity for sure.
Yeah, and I do see on the schedule there are 2 home games there prior to Christmas are against McMaster, so it'll be a tough weekend. I presume Mac is going to be fielding another strong team this year.
Oh yeah, you know, Mac and a couple of other schools, I mean, they're always in the top 4. They're always in the top 5. But they're not unbeatable, and that's, you know, the big thing is teams have said it over and over again, they have to come here to play. There are a few places that are not great for visiting teams, and we know that in southern Ontario in terms of some of the schools, for example. But I can tell you that they're going to come up here, they're going to be big, and they're going to be physical, and we're going to have to match the physical, and we're going to have to match it with a great crowd that, as we always get, that will maybe rattle them a little bit and put a little pressure on them to be just a bit better than perfect. And Mac is a great test here, and I think it's a team that you hate to play them in their home, but you love to play them away from home. So we're going to look forward to that. It's going to be, and we're going to have to celebrate that because it's going to be the only home access we have before Christmas.
Yeah. One thing on the schedule that's very noticeable this year, in contrast to past years, is that you have no triple headers on the road, and that must be a real godsend for you.
You know what? I like the triple headers. I think every team in the OUA should have to do one. I just think it's valuable. But I know that every year we do this and we try to save money by doing it. And we do, and it's great. But the physical toll on the players, like there was a scene last year where we had to play McMaster on a Friday, Saturday against Ryerson, and then, oh, by the way, Sunday against Toronto turning out to be the national champions. And you're thinking that those are 3 games where do you have the horses who can handle that? And then especially when you come off of 3-game weekends the weekends prior, it's just physically demanding. And this year we just decided we've got to be a little more respectful of the the athletes care. And so we're going to try to experiment this year with at least 1 year of just doubleheaders, and then we'll reevaluate it next year. But I'm not opposed to three-game weekends. I think scheduling for the OUA is tough. We could play a Friday night 7 o'clock game, and then all of a sudden Saturday we can be on court at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in a different area of Toronto, and then, you know, Sunday at 2 o'clock and we got to fly out. So when you're playing three games in less than 28 hours, it's a tough life.
Yeah, no, for sure. But as you mentioned, it is, you know, good practice for when you get to the playoffs and provincials and nationals, of course, that, you know, you have to win three games in 3 days.
Yeah, and you got to beat three different opponents in 3 days. So, you know, if you're good enough to get there, those kind of experiences are huge for you. So, you know, that is always the plan with them, not only to save money, but to be realistic and say these are not bad ideas, and it's going to prepare you for your ultimate goal.
So, Chris, it's hard to think about from an athlete's perspective, I guess. We're only really 6 or 7 weeks away from training camp, and, you know, I've seen lots of athletes from all teams working out in the field house, and it's really kind of surreal. We're at Canada Day right now, but in essence, it's really 6 or 7 weeks until, you know, preseason training camp starts and things like that.
Yeah, there's no question. And it's funny because that's the time that, you know, I look forward to, because it gives you a defined purpose at a certain point during the summer, which is, you know, right now it's all paperwork and planning, and it's just really nice to get to that point where you're in the gym and you just, you're hands-on training and going, and I'm sure the athletes are the same way. They're going to lift and work, but they're going to look forward to getting in there in the middle of training, at the start of training camp, and get rolling. It's a time when it becomes real and exciting, and it's obviously, right, it's different than the weights. The weights, you're pumping by yourself, you're working hard by yourself, and the nice thing about a team sport is once you get everybody together, it's time to function as a unit.
Very much so. Very much so. How many, do you have any idea? I mean, it's obviously a lot to be determined, and things always change in training camp. But do you see yourself probably carrying, you know, 16, 17 players again this season?
No, you know what? I don't. I see us sticking around the 14 mark max. I think because, you know, every year, I mean, obviously we have to see what walk-ons come in. We always get surprised by one or two. And we're always seeing the potential in athletes. But in terms of focusing, especially this year, you know, we've lost our go-to setter. And so with a couple of setters to replace Vanessa Masters, you've got to be pretty specific about your training. We can't have too many variety or too much variety. We need to have more of a specific training regimen. And the more players you have, it makes it a little tougher to be specific when you're trying to keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
And so this might be the year where we might help our setters out by being a little bit more specific with our numbers and really oriented towards goals in our training. So I think it's going to be a reason why we stayed at lower numbers. But again, let's wait and see. You know, if somebody comes into that gym, which it has the potential that is going to be very good, then we're not going to turn them away either.
Yeah, certainly with that's a good point to bring up. I mean, graduating Vanessa Masters, she was another, you know, 5-year player, local player. You know, she got lots of local people, local fans in the stands for sure. And replacing her is going to be a big challenge. But you've faced lots of big challenges in your career so far at Lakehead. But does anybody really jump out at you? I mean, I think there's basically two or possibly three candidates there that are going to be competing for that starting setting spot.
Yeah, you know, we have three people. Jen Hamerton from Southern Ontario. We have Haley Melhorn from Saskatchewan, who are both going into their second year, and Brooke Scott, who's a local athlete here, who's going into her third. And we've transferred from the middle Rachel Sweezy from Ottawa, and she's been working all spring, all summer on her setting. And we're taking her out of the middle and turning her into a setter. She's got the best potential, I think, of the entire group, but she's still a year away from impacting that position. She knows that, and she's working hard at it. But, you know, those other three are kind of all in the same model. It's a question of which one can get the job done consistently and be healthy the entire year. You know, we've never, ever had a setter miss a game during the year. And that's the pressure that all three of those setters are under. As those are big shoes to fill, and that's a position you can't be flipping. You know, you can't change your quarterback every third or fourth play or every quarter. You need someone in there consistent, someone that the girls can trust and know will put the ball where it needs to be. And that's going to be the real goal. The one that's the consistent one is the one that's going to make the biggest difference. Blocking is going to be an issue because they're not all 6 feet. They're not Vanessa.
Yeah, so, you lose both, you know, a six-foot blocker, and Vanessa being left-handed as well was a little advantage there at the net.
Yeah, it's a huge loss from that perspective, but it's not the first time we've gone on the court and defended against big teams with small setters. We can dig with anybody, and we can serve the control hitters. And that's going to be a huge aspect, but we also need that setter to be very, very good and disciplined at doing the little things right at the net so that that gap doesn't become, you know, a huge hole that a truck can drive through.
And
so,
yeah.
So we'll see what happens. It's there's a lot of work to go into. We're not afraid of small. We're not afraid of small, but small needs to be accurate, and then we can deal with small. If they're inaccurate or they struggle a little bit, then small becomes, you know, a black hole, and we've got to figure that out. So I think the three girls are up to the challenge for that position. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I understand you've got a busy morning scheduled here, so I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it, and thanks for all the work you do.
All right, and congratulations once again on Cecile Shipungu, this week's Thunderwolf Thursday, newest member of the Thunderwolf family.
Yeah, well, thanks. I think everybody's going to enjoy watching this young lady play.
All right, that was women's volleyball head coach Chris Green joining me on the line there. We're talking about Thunderwolf Thursday, of course, today, and his athlete this week is Cecile Shipungu from Scarborough, Ontario. I had a chance to meet the young lady a few weeks back during her campus visit, and I managed to get a brief interview with Cecile, so I'm going to play that for you now here on the Thunderwolf Sports Feed on CLE Radio 102.7 FM.
Nice to meet you, Cecile. What have you thought about your trip to Thunder Bay so far?
I really liked it. Like, coming from a big town, from Toronto, Scarborough, it's really different here. It's really small and quiet, but everyone here has been really polite to me. And yeah.
All right. And you had a visit with a psychology rep and a political science rep, so you're interested in that field?
Yes, I am. That's what I want to study.
Okay, and what did you think of the people that you met? Was it counselors or professors that you met today?
I met tour guides and people that showed me residents and the professors, yeah. They were really nice. They really helped me out.
Okay. What do you think of Lakehead's campus, even though it's a bit rainy today?
Yeah. Aside from the weather, I really liked it. Like, it's really, like, the tour guide made it really descriptive, so he really made my choice definite. Like, now I know that I really do want to come here, considering the fact that it was my first time visiting Lakehead. So, yeah.
Okay. And turning to volleyball, your specialty, what kind of player would you say you are?
A lot of people who've watched me play, you know, coached me, they would say I'm really cheerful. Like, every play, whether it's me or my teammates that make a kill or a great pass, I'm always there to cheer them on. I'm always there to, like, celebrate it. I'm really happy.
All right. Well, spirit goes a long way on the volleyball court. And do you play left side, right side?
I play left side and right side, but I'm mainly a left side.
Okay. And what would be your favorite volleyball moment to this point in high school or club or what have you?
I think my favorite moment would have been in grade 11, going to Hofstra, which was also held in Thunder Bay. We came fourth, and it was, like, the best moment of my life. And I actually took it with a player on this team called Alyssa Jeanneret, and it was, like, the best moment in my volleyball career so far.
All right. Yeah, no, I've had a chance to meet Alyssa from time to time, but we're all very glad that you made the decision to come to Lakehead, so welcome to the pack.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that was my interview with Cecile Shipungu, newest member of the Thunderbolt family, and of course the women's volleyball team. Let's play a track. Here's Neil Young and Crazy Horse off the Live Rust album, Powder Finger.
Look out.